Normally, things are quiet and calm on top of the art hill at Pierce Community College. Oftentimes, the silence is broken with an opening at the gallery that is full of vibrancy, life, and art. Professor Monica Del Bosque, Associate Professor of Art, directs the art gallery on top of the hill. Professor Bosque had an early start in art.
Because I drew a lot when I was a kid.
I had a big fat callus that I still have on my finger from drawing all the time when I was a kid.
On any given day, Professor Bosque wears many hats as the director of the Pierce Art Gallery.
I'm in charge of both the installation of shows, which means getting all the art up on the walls, lighting the shows, doing receptions, but that also means, you know, going after grants, so securing the funds for shows, and researching artists, staying in contact with our faculty about people they want to vet forward for shows, and staying connected with other faculty and organizations on campus, looking for ways of doing cross-campus and interdisciplinary programming.
Bosque says she prefers to create a team environment that allows to foster growth and learning within her student gallery assistants.
It's more of a collaborative approach. I like the idea of mentorship programs, and instead of holding all the knowledge in my own head and keeping it all to myself, imparting what I know on other people or younger generations so that I can spread it, you know, to everybody and maybe instill in other people an interest in going into the field. So that's kind of how I look at my working relationship with my gallery assistants, giving them the opportunity to come up with ideas on their own, to pitch layout designs, to pitch ideas on how they think things should go in the gallery. That if I don't give students and student workers the opportunity to come up with ideas, then they won't learn. And if I don't foster the environment in the gallery as a learning laboratory that it's okay for them to pitch ideas, then it won't ever happen that way.
Chris Carrillo, student worker in the art department, says Professor Bosque has a high standard for the gallery.
When I help out with the gallery, it's usually for publicity, like working on the flyers, working on the video editing. It's mostly publicity, like the current flyer we have up right now for the gallery is called The Mysteries of the Collection, and I'm the one that pretty much worked on all that. Working with Monica is pretty cool. She usually has high expectations of the work that she puts out, which is something we try our best to do and meet here with all the gallery openings and the receptions and things like that.
Sherry Chauvin, a past student of Professor Bosque's, also an assistant from time to time at the gallery on volunteer basis, says that Bosque helps cultivate a creative environment.
It's a fun time. It's very creative space. I feel like the Bosque allows people to give input, and also she works well with other people and makes it like a fun environment to express yourself creatively and just be part of the creative process in general.
Professor Monica Del Bosque tells us about current exhibitions, upcoming shows, and her hopes for the future of the gallery.
Right now is Mysteries of the Collection, which is based upon a permanent collection of works that we were gifted by a donor. Her name is Ruth Globerson. The next event is our end of the year annual student show, which is always a really big deal where we highlight basically what we look upon as the efforts of our students in their classes over the course of the year. Ultimately, the goal is that there'll be a new gallery and a new building on the mall. And my wish for that is that there's greater visibility for the gallery and its programs, that we're not physically isolated in this little, you know, little nest up here on the hill. But until that happens, we'll just keep doing what we're doing, which is to bring, you know, good shows in a little tiny space.
This has been Jose Hernandez for KPCRadio.com.